Judges chapter 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a prostitute, and Gilead fathered Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons. And his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said to him, You shall not inherit in our father's house. Because you are the son of a prostitute. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers, and lived in the land of Tob, and vain men were gathered to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in process of time, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so, that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, Come, and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, Did you not hate me, and expel me out of my father's house? And why have you come to me now when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, Therefore we turn again to you now, that you may go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all those who live in Gilead. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord Jehovah delivers them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, The Lord Jehovah is witness between us, if we do not do according to your words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord Jehovah in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What have you to do with me, that you have come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered to the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land, when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even to the Jabbok River, and to the Jordan River. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon. And said to him, This is what Jephthah says. Israel did not take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness to the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, I ask you to let me pass through your land. But the king of Edom would not listen to it. And in like manner they sent to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel stayed in Kadesh. Then they went along through the wilderness, and around the land of Edom, and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and encamped on the other side of Arnon, but did not come within the border of Moab. Because Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, We ask you to let us pass through your land into my place. But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together, and encamped in Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And the Lord Jehovah God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they struck them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, those who lived in that country. And they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites, from Arnon even to the Jabbok River, and from the wilderness even to the Jordan River. So now the Lord Jehovah God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and should you possess it? Will you not possess that which Chemosh your God gives you to possess? So whomever the Lord Jehovah our God shall drive out from before us, them we will possess. And now are you anything better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? While Israel lived in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that are along by the coasts of Arnon, 300 years. Why therefore did you not recover them within the time? Therefore I have not sinned against you, but you do me wrong to war against me, the Lord Jehovah the judge be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. However the king of the children of Ammon did not listen to the words of Jephthah which he sent him. Then the spirit of the Lord Jehovah came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead, and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over to the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow to the Lord Jehovah, and said, If you shall without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be, that whatever comes forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's Jehovah's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord Jehovah delivered them into his hands. And he struck them from Aroer, even to Minnith, even 20 cities, and to the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. And so the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah to his house, and his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. And she was his only child. Besides her he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he tore his clothes, and said, "Alas, my daughter! You have brought me very low, and you are one of those who trouble me, because I have opened my mouth to the Lord Jehovah, and I cannot go back." And she said to him, "My father, if you have opened your mouth to the Lord Jehovah, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of your mouth. Since the Lord Jehovah has taken vengeance for you of your enemies, even of the children of Ammon." And she said to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains, and mourn my virginity, I and my friends." And he said, "Go." And he sent her away for 2 months. And she went with her companions, and mourned her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months, that she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed. And she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to mourn the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year.